Tell me about the digitigrade legs. We already have the M-toe bone that people mostly don't use, so that in principle you could, you could stretch out the leg quite a bit more than you currently do. You can't animate them? Why
Why
not?
can't you animate them?
Okay, so there's the BVH reject animations that include the toe bones.
Ah, there's a conflict with IK.
Oh, that's interesting.
Probably because IK wants to try to put the heel on the ground.
I think the ground placement is all based on M foot. So if you do anything with M toe, then you're going to be sticking stuff kind of below ground level.
That would mess up digitigrade legs because digitigrade legs are the backwards, what people always call the backwards facing knee is really the ankle.
That's interesting. What if we actually change the logic so that we do it with the toe instead of the foot? I wonder how hard that would be.
Or
Or
if we
what if we
could
break?
provide a Or if we could provide a flag that a mesh could define that says, I don't want this joint to be, manipulated by IK.
Yeah, trying to update the IK chain is a little bit of a scary prospect. I suspect it's going to introduce some kind of hard to fix and hard to repro consistently glitches, but it's I'll at least make a note of it.
Okay, well, it would be really useful for those of you who are interested in digitigrade legs, for example, or any other IK related things that you might think might be IK related, to work up models and animations that illustrate the problem, right? Because the more we can narrow the case that needs to be touched in the behavior of IK or whatever it is, the more likely it is that we will be willing to take the risk of touching it. Because it has to be something that we understand really well so that we can be confident about what, if anything, we're going to be doing to pre-existing content.
Yeah. If we have some test content that lets us kind of play with it and see the problem, then that's going to be a big help for investigation. Otherwise, we're going to be kind of flying a little bit blind. Interesting approach, Flea. Okay, so the problem is you try to animate the toes, then the IK basically winds up overriding that. If Flea, you say baking it in, you mean kind of setting the joint positions in the mesh. Okay. Near the IK root or base, it stays happy. Okay. Yeah, I know the IK stuff is some pretty kind of ad hoc code, so I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to try to modify, but it's an interesting thing to look into. Yeah. So is this sort of thing an additional complication for something like the Centaur model, where you need some you need one set of legs to work correctly, even though it's not really even though it's not really participating in the IK?
Yeah, like if you take a look at my current height, I'm wearing my personal shape. The model was actually made for the default avatar shape, and I have actually done, converted this for fitted mesh. So the fit mesh works fine, but because I don't have the hindquarters rigged to anything volume based, you can probably see that there's a height difference in the level of the legs. So there's no IK on the hind legs right now.
Right.
I'm just approximating that with the animation.
Yeah, that's a restriction that we had talked about early on in the project and decided not to try to tackle, was to add IK to any of the additional bones, just because, frankly, because it's real hard.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So this was a, IK for any additional ground contact limbs is a limitation that we had had decided we could live with and is a legitimate topic for discussion in the course of Bento, but understand that in the course of this test period, but understand that it is one of the things that we're pretty sure would add a lot of development time, which means a lot of time before we would be able to take Bento to the main grid.
The question here is whether we can change the built-in IK that the viewer is doing, you know, to try to there's some built-in IK stuff in the viewer that tries to get your legs placed correctly when you're walking or going up a hill or sitting down or whatever, and that's the stuff that it's a little unclear whether we could change that without causing all kinds of other problems. Yeah, the viewer still has a fair amount of code that's sort of baked in, has a lot of baked in assumptions about how the skeleton is structured and things like walking or height calculations or, you know, eye movements or whatever. It isn't very generic. It's kind of it's kind of structured in terms of specific set of expected joints. So it's harder to extend stuff that it kind of participates in that system.